One of northeastern Saskatchewan's most popular stopover spots was destroyed by fire yesterday. Bloomfields Resort is located just off the Hanson Lake Road on Ballantyne Bay near DeChambeau Lake. The store, restaurant, garage, and motel are now gone. Samantha Bloomfield says the last 24 hours have been very challenging, but there's been an outpouring of community support.
But it's amazing the response that we have gotten from not only our fishing community, but from the locals, from everyone. Like, someone started a GoFundMe page, the messages, the phone calls, everything, the support that we have right now is absolutely astonishing.
16 cabins located away from the road were not affected by the fire and are still available for rent. Bloomfield says the family plans to rebuild. The Saskatchewan government is sending another 6 wildland fire management staff to Australia. They'll be joining 24 other members of the Canadian Interagency Forest Fire Centre team. This is the second deployment of Canadian firefighters to Australia in the last 3 weeks. The first group has been helping to manage fires in the northeastern part of New South Wales. Canadian fire management staff are filling operational, planning, and aviation roles. Canadian Pacific Railway says it expects the last of its damaged cars will be removed by the end of the week south of Humboldt. The company says staff have started scraping contaminated soil from the area and it will be hauled away. The freight train derailed December 9th. A subsequent fire shut down part of the Yellowhead Highway near Guernsey. The Transportation Safety Board says 1.5 million liters of oil leaked into the area. A Regina judge has ordered Unifor to allow trucks to enter the co-op refinery after waiting no more than 5 minutes. The move comes more than 2 weeks into a labor dispute. The employer says striking workers have been obstructing access to the refinery. A full hearing on an injunction filed by the employer is set for Monday. Saskatchewan's Environment Minister left a meeting with his federal counterpart feeling positive despite their disagreements over the federal carbon tax. Dustin Duncan says he and Federal Minister Jonathan Wilkinson discussed many issues, and he says they did find areas where they can work together.
I took away from the meeting a willingness for the minister to want to work with Saskatchewan and work with the rest of the provinces, and that certainly is a change in tone from what we had seen in the past.
Meanwhile, the federal government says it is narrowing the gap between what it promised to achieve under the Paris agreements and what it projects will actually happen.
Environment Minister Jonathan Wilkinson says that by the end of the next decade, Canada's emissions are forecast to be 227 million tons below what was projected in 2015. Canada is expected to lower its emissions of gases that contribute to global warming to 603 million tons by 2030. But that's still well above the 511 million ton target Canada committed to under the Paris Agreement. During the federal election campaign, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau promised to take further steps that would see Canada exceed its 2030 goal and achieve net zero carbon emissions by 2050. Terry Pedro, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.
Statistics Canada says retail sales fell 1.2% in October. Sales at motor vehicle and parts dealers, as well as building material and garden equipment supplies, declined. Sales at new car dealers declined 3%, and used car dealers saw a drop of 5.2%. Sales at gasoline stations rose 1.5% in October, mostly due to higher prices at the pump. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says he regrets that two Canadians have been caught up in a diplomatic row with China. But Trudeau says he doesn't regret that Canada lived up to an extradition treaty with the United States.
I regret the situation. I regret that there are two Canadians in detention in China. But I can't regret that we fulfilled the terms of an international extradition treaty with our closest ally and partner.
Two Canadian men were detained in China more than a year ago in an apparent retaliation for Canada's arrest of a top Chinese tech executive.